local gym teacher gets catfished. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul Gardner.
Hi, and I'm Sabrina.
You were Sasha last week.
I told you I need to have some kind of adventures and add some spice to my life. And I decided that, you know, it was so fun being Sasha. I think I'm going to change my name every week.
Is that what it's going to be? Is it always going to be an S name, though?
I was thinking about that it sounds like I'm trying to be one of those parents that names all their kids like with an R, you know?
Right. But we have quite a few of those in town.
So do we, yes. On my side of town. I mean, sometimes I think like you're in South and I'm in Northwest of the town, but it is all one town.
Right, exactly.
Very united. It's very community.
So, you know, we both, as you know, we got thrown off the community newspaper because I think we were a little too racy for them. And yet again, we got in trouble during the school meeting about this catfishing as they were trying to tell the students how dangerous it is to be online. I started giggling like a little schoolgirl, and I think that triggered you.
Yes, and I feel like we're such rebels for just having a reaction in this town.
And let's face it, the guy was an idiot.
Absolutely. I was like, why is he an expert on internet use, any more of an expert than any of us? And he goes around lecturing people for like $1,000 a hit, and the PTA put forward this $1,000. I was the only person who objected to it on the PTA. I said, you know, any parent could get up and do this, and we can save the $1,000. Oh, no, he's an expert.
Right.
Then I looked at his online. He gets like two likes on his online stuff. Like, he has zero engagement.
It was like a less charismatic Tony Robbins, if that's possible.
A much less charismatic. Exactly.
So we had a catfish incident, as you know, in town. The teacher has left school for whatever reason. I think it's abject humiliation at this point.
Or was she actually never catfished and just willing participant in the whole shady deal?
This will never be known. But we're happy
Mystery.
To report that the school has, in fact, asked us to let people know that there is an opening for a gym teacher at this point. So if you
That's right.
or if anybody you know who does not have internet predilections looking for women who are not women, please apply to the school. They'll be more than happy to look at your
resume. And even if you just like exercising, you know, a couple hours a day.
Speaking of exercising, another reason why how we became friends is and why we decided to do this podcast is our love of the Richard Simmons podcast. I think we bonded over that.
That's right.
I'm a huge Richard Simmons fan. And in fact, you met Richard at one point in your life.
Yes, there was a time in my life where I was living in Los Angeles and my friend told me you can go to his studio, Slimmons.
Now, while you were there, did you happen to take any pictures that you posted online? Because I love people who take pictures, and I noticed one today, one of our friends, I will not mention his/her name, took a picture with a C-level celebrity like they were best friends. So, you know.
Well, two things. So there was no online then. Can you imagine? There was no
right.
internet. There was no. So
well,
we took
it could
some,
be a hashtag TBT.
That's true. That's true. We had I never know if that's Throwback Tuesday or Throwback Thursday. I'm always confused
which day
to do that. I feel like they should have picked one of the days of the week that only has one, like Friday. There's no confusion or Monday.
That's Flashback Friday, I think. I'm learning this from my kid. FBF. Flashback Friday.
Oh, okay.
So you can post it any day of the week you really want.
Yeah, I mean, does it really even need the hashtag? Can't you just post it like on Wednesday? Here's an old picture.
No.
Why does it need to follow this uniform?
Because it has to be delineated so everybody knows that's what you're spending your time doing.
I feel like it's just
specifically on Thursday or Friday, I'm going to be posting this old picture of myself, which maybe three people will like.
Now, do people go through their photos from Monday through Tuesday and then sort of make the decision Wednesday and get all geared up to post it
on Thursday? As someone who has posted one or two throwback photos.
As have I. I'm guilty too.
I can say that I did go through all my old photos. But, you know, unlike other people, I look for the most embarrassing ones of myself.
Do you archive them and then on
Thursday?
Absolutely. It's like
I have one coming up of me as a little kid in a shower cap.
Oh, I like that. I like your little kid photos. They're very sweet.
Thank you.
It's a side of you you don't show often, Paul.
I don't.
I feel like you keep that hidden.
I absolutely do. I'm a curmudgeon at this point. I told you, a stay-at-home dad with two kids in college. I was thrown off the one thing I loved, which was the community newspaper.
But you love your neighborhood watch, too. You're very devoted.
I do, and in fact, update on the meth house.
Oh, I've been wondering.
I got one of my friends to go over with me. We knocked on the door and no one was home.
No way.
So that's basically the update that I have right now.
That's a bold
move. I did see
a
window open and I looked through.
What'd you see inside?
It was kind of dusty.
Was it like Grey Gardens?
It was kind of dusty. I don't know what Grey Gardens is. I'm not that sophisticated.
Oh, I can't believe you don't know. It's Big Edie and Little Edie. You've got to watch the documentary and the movie. That'll kill like 6 hours of your life on a day that it's raining and you can't golf or something. But yeah, they were cousins of Jacqueline Bouvier, and they had this big mansion out in the Hamptons. It went into disrepair, and there was cat feces and urine and cat food all over the place.
I did not notice any cat feces.
You've got to Google this.
But
okay.
I will be looking. That's what I should be looking for. It's not a meth house, or it is with cat feces.
Well,
I'm very confused.
I don't know. I'm
now
saying, like, you know, they let their house get like that, and there was no meth even involved. So you never know about these. You know, you're saying meth because that's such a modern problem.
Right.
But, you know, it could just be
a cat feces house, is what
you're
saying.
Right, or it could be like people doped out on opiates that just stopped paying attention to the lawn. You know, I mean, I think we have to be fair to all the drugs that are, it's possible. You know, like, everybody just stereotypes meth, and I feel like, not that I'm some kind of meth advocate, but
right,
I do feel like we should be fair that there are other drugs that can make you sort of start ignoring the house keep up.
Is that it? Okay, so now I'm going to be looking for meth, opium, and cat feces.
Exactly.
Is that the three things that
exactly
I have to tackle?
Well, you know what? Did you notice that whenever they talk about a house in disrepair in our town, they call it blight?
Yes.
So I didn't even know that was a thing. I thought it was just someone trying to be poetically creative at the paper. And then I Googled it, and blight is an actual sanction that you can get in the town. Like, it's an actual term.
How many blight houses do you have? This is something that the community needs to know.
Absolutely.
How many blight houses do you have?
So when I Googled it, it seemed that 14 houses were sanctioned with blight.
And you're on your side of it, because, you know, since we live on different side of
right,
the tracks.
Right, I know you're on the fancier side.
Right.
But yeah, I didn't check where each of these addresses were, and I'm bad with geography, but 14 within the town are blight, and, you know,
really?
They get sanctioned that they're supposed to fix it up, but that doesn't mean they do.
Okay, so that's good news for the community, or bad news, as the case may be.
Right. Well, I was happy to see that the number of blight houses was more than the number of pedophile houses, because when we bought here, I, of course, you know, that website where you can check how many pedophiles are in your community.
Right.
And there were only six.
Only six?
Right.
Is that your side of the tracks or my side of the track?
Again, well, because...
Let me ask you, forget about that question.
Yeah.
Now, do the blight houses and the pedophile houses, do they coincide?
Intersect?
Yes. Is that how it happens?
Interestingly, no. But because
really?
I think the sex offenders are trying to lay low, even though it's a little ridiculous when there's an online list of every single one of them and a picture of their face.
Right.
And, you know, nobody wants to... Who wants to live near a sex offender? I guess if you don't have kids.
Well, it's interesting that you chose the place because they only had six. I'm afraid to ask where else you were looking to move.
Oh, in the town next door that's three times bigger than us, 27.
27.
Sex offenders. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And those are just the registered ones that got caught and tried. Imagine how many more there are.
You see what we bring that the newspaper doesn't bring? You know what their list was this week?
What?
How to avoid mosquito bites.
Oh, come on.
No standing water. That was number one.
Oh, my goodness.
Spray yourself with bug spray. That was number two. Can you believe this?
Ugh, like, is this for 8-year-olds or just D-minus students?
You know, now that we're doing this medium, I feel so much better and realize what kind of crap we had to do before.
I mean, I don't want to put down the paper, but it is not even on the level of a middle school newspaper when you think about the actual content.
Well, forget about that. The fact that they wouldn't let me write about some woman showing her hoo-ha
exactly
around town.
And it's just, you know, I mean, I think that we were just drawn to be roving reporters there because of the fancy name. I won't say our town. I'm not sure if you want to tell people that yet, but, like, you know, let's just say Pleasantville News. Like, it had this cachet that we are writers for that. It used to get me into certain local events without having to pay, you know, like the Lobster Festival
right
in November
right
and the Oyster Festival in March. Like, I would just give my credential and they would let me in for free. So, you know, it had a lot of perks.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think? There was a lot of perks.
There were a lot of perks, but in the Acropolis Diner, that was my one perk, and now that it closed, I'm not sorry that I'm not there in the paper.
Oh, gosh. Well, maybe you could work on the Athena, and, you know, if they're like, well, where'd you come from? You've lived here 15 years, and we've never seen you. Were you an Acropolis regular?
Right.
You could be like, no, I just recently had a diet change from veganism to regular food, and now I'm joining the program, and I want to come to Athena.
So I have to make up a whole backstory? Is
I
that what you're saying?
I do think so, because I think they'll be offended when you walk in and ask for freebies with your credential. They'll be like, well, why have we never seen you before? And they're going to be
suspect.
Well,
you know what? Maybe what we'll do is we'll get Athena Diner to be an advertiser on the show.
Maybe they'll
sponsor us.
I'm going
to go in there this week and play this podcast and see what they think.
Okay. And, you know, we could just every week plug something like how great their gravy fries are.
So should I change my name also? Is it going to spice up my life?
I was just going to say, you might want to. Oh, speaking of that, you know, you asked me that question as if I'm some kind of expert. And
question is this?
Should I change my name? You know, like that seems like something you would ask a therapist. And I think that's a good segue for me to tell you that I told my therapist we recorded this last week and she thought it was a fantastic idea. She was really happy. She thinks it's going to be a big success.
I find it astonishing, knowing you all these years, that I never knew you went to therapy. I'm astonished to hear that.
Meaning because I seem so unfucked up, or because I'm not getting any results, and I seem so still fucked up? Which one?
I think it's both.
You know, everybody seems a little crazy, and then everybody seems like, why haven't you fixed that crazy? So
it's funny you should say that, because I spoke to my therapist who said the same thing, that this was a good idea.
No way!
Yes.
I'm going to tell my therapist that your therapist said that.
And I'm going to tell my therapist that your therapist said that. I hope it's not the same therapist, I hope.
I don't know.
There's only like three in town,
well,
so
yeah,
it's
that's
a one
true.
In three chance.
That's true, but when I said your name, that I was doing this with you, she didn't show any, she had a very poker face.
Well, I said Sasha, and they had no idea who I was talking
that's
about,
true.
So I had no
clue.
She
might know me as Anne. Oh, but I changed my name across the board now, this new thing. I'm not just doing it for the podcast. I'm changing it weekly everywhere.
Now, how about your kids? What do they refer to you as?
Well, they call me Mom.
They do? Not Sasha or Sabrina?
No, that's my adult-only name. I don't mean adult, you know, as in XXX, just my, you know, over 18-year-old person.
Speaking
name.
Of which, I went and checked out the Hi Ho Hotel from last week, and you're right, the pillows are divine there. So it's very nice.
Is the liquor store still down below?
It's still there.
And what a classy place.
Very classy. So I think that wraps up this edition of Community News. Don't forget, there is a opening at the gym. The catfish gym teacher has left. So send your resumes over to the school. This has been Community News. We will see you next week.